Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Susan Grant, Chief Financial Officer of the Department of Energy. Also joining us in our conversation is Angela Carrington. Susan, how will DOE continue to streamline and consolidate its complex financial and information technology systems, bringing 21st century efficiencies?
I think first it's going to be awareness, and that's awareness of our own business needs and awareness of what the technology holds. Technology can be your friend or your worst enemy, I guess. And one of the things I think that we found in some cases, we gotta resist paving the cow path, as I say. You gotta know your business, and you gotta be able to look forward and use technology to drive better business practices. So one of the things that I want us to do is look at where we want to go in the financial business management side of the house and use technology to drive us there versus using technology to just redo where we are today. So that's where I say awareness of what our business needs are and then where our technology is taking us.
On the mission side of DOE, Susan, what do you consider some of the energy challenges you foresee in the future for DOE, and how do you plan on overcoming some of those?
Well, as I mentioned earlier about passage of the energy legislation, and we are absolutely thrilled and delighted that the Congress passed that, and the President has signed that bill. That comprehensive legislation has finally, it's given the nation something to rally around, marshaling resources for the right energy future for the nation, and then the department, and shaping our future around that, I think, is our critical mission for DOE. What are we doing? Where are we delivering? Diversifying energy supply, and where are we investing those resources in energy supply? Wind, solar, biomass, wherever our diversification is, sequestration, coal sequestration, wherever we're trying to go on that. Energy conservation and awareness. Buying STAR equipment, which is the energy efficient equipment. So energy conservation is huge. Promoting tax credits. I think all of those kinds of things are huge energy challenges for us. And those of us in the financial community, if we don't understand where the future of energy is going, then we can't support the business strategies to get us there. So that's one of our key bridges or gaps to bridge, I think, is trying to understand the energy future.
Right. Understanding the mission of the agency mm-hmm. is just so important. What other new initiatives is DOE planning for in the future?
Many of them are associated around the energy bill. We're just now going through looking at what's in the authorization. It is authorization, looking at what's in the authorization bill right now, trying to posture to understand it and then move forward to see what will be in the appropriations for the energy bill. One of the biggest things will be the Alaskan pipeline, looking at that. So that's a huge area. The other will be in the nuclear power side of the house. Nuclear power right now only delivers about 20% of our energy needs, so we want to try to increase that. So that will be a huge area in our whole nuclear energy. So those are specific in terms of technologies, if you will, and where we're going. In terms of the basics, I would say doing our business smarter and better, as basic as that sounds. Little things like, do we need every dollar that we have? Are we using it the right way? Just remembering that it's taxpayers' money. I like to say we're self-employed. How many people get the opportunity to say you're self-employed? When you're a public servant, you're actually self-employed. And we got to remember that we're spending our own money. So doing business smarter and better is our mantra.
That's a fascinating philosophy, and I think that it should be more pervasive across government. Where do you envision DOE going in the next 5 to 10 years?
Infrastructure-wise, I would say leaner and more streamlined. We need to look at what our structure is, where we need to be. We still have a lot of Cold War legacy in our facilities. Look at our Cold War facility, all the cleanup we're doing. So just like defense went through, their Cold War infrastructure, we have to do the same thing in DOE. You know, so that's where I say leaner and more streamlined from that standpoint. I think also from the science standpoint, you're going to see a huge surge in DOE on the science front, that we are the premier physical science provider for this country. That's what we got to do. If you look at the number of kids today who are going into the sciences across in the educational system, you don't find it. And we got to keep our edge in science and technology. So one of the big venues for us is going to be, what can we do to increase the stability in the future of the nation by stabilizing that science future? That's one of the things we need to leave behind. So I think the science side of it is going to be huge for us. So that's where I would think I would go on that.
Susan, previously we talked about some of the issues around the aging workforce, certainly within the Department of Energy, which I think is also, again, pervasive across government. What advice could you give a person who's interested in a career in public service, certainly to attract those individuals to the kind of work that that you do?
You know, after 9/11, you know, we had a real resurgence in public service. A lot of people joined public service after 9/11, which shows you that the nation is still very much committed to public service. So it's very sad, obviously, that it took something that catastrophic to do that. But it also shows you that the nation understands the value of public service. One of the things that used to always bug the dickens out of me was, you know, you've heard the term good enough for government work. And I don't know if you know where that comes from, but it actually comes from during the war. That saying used to be when, if it was good enough for government work, it was the best that there was. Because if it was good enough for government work, then that's what we were going to turn over to our troops over in the war. So it used to have a very positive meaning when we'd say it's good enough for government work because it was the best the nation could do. And today that saying has almost become, well, it's not very good. So it actually comes from a totally different background. So I think that public service is probably the best career that anybody could have. I think it's a privilege to serve. So I would say that if somebody is interested in a career in public service, that they need to know that it's what you're willing to give, it's what you're going to get back from it. And that you got to take ownership for the nation. It's no longer somebody else's responsibility for running the nation. It is ours, and we got to get our young people involved in public service. That's where it's got to come from. Is our young people involved with public service, starting as quickly and as easily as voting. I mean, how many people, you know, vote today? So we just got to have that resurgence in public service. So I would say if people want to get involved, you got to have your skill sets. You got to have your platform, your skills. You got to be committed to doing what's right for the greater of the good. As maybe as Pollyanna as that sounds, I still believe in that. And you got to know that it's a privilege to serve.
Susan, that's great advice and a wonderful call to service for our young folks. Susan, that will have to be our last question. Angela and I want to thank you for fitting us in your busy schedule and joining us this morning. And we especially want to thank you for your service to our country, both in your roles at the Departments of Navy, Air Force, DFAS, and now as CFO for the Department of Energy.
Well, thank you very much, Al and Angela. I really appreciate the opportunity to come and join you all today. I'd like to ask everybody to check out our energy website. There's a lot of information out there on a number of great things. So it's just a click away, www.energy.gov. So check us out. And again, thank you all very much.
Thank you very much. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Susan Grant, Chief Financial Officer for the Department of Energy. Be sure to visit us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's fascinating conversation. Once again, that's www.businessofgovernment.org. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.